You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Teresa Ashby, President and CEO of Dynam Consulting, an executive advisory firm focused on creating more powerful, competent, and confident thinkers throughout organizations and developing groundbreaking strategic plans and processes that move organizations for. Dr. Ashby, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to join you today.
And we certainly thank you for your time as well. So to kick things off, let's focus in on leaders and tell us, what is a strategic leader?
Absolutely, Eric. You know, when you look at a strategic leader, it's really a person who can envision their strategy. And they take the insights from their experiences and they enlist others' opinions. And this lends to the accomplishment of an organization's, you know, short and long-term goals. I think that great strategic leaders pay very close attention to their core business. They understand the company's competitive advantage, and they pay very close attention to increasing resources, and then they monitor the usage of those resources. But they also are able to bring about execution through this influence. And later, I want to talk a little bit about this influence because I think that's a key piece. You know, I also think that a strategic leader really does three core things very well. The first one is they aggregate ideas and information from all levels of the organization. You know, Eric, I think the next piece is they're able to articulate integration of the information with clarity. And clarity is a key word. And with that clarity, they can ensure strategic alignment. And that third piece is they actuate. They put everything into motion to successfully execute and realize the vision of the organization. I think those are the three top things: aggregate, articulate, and actuate.
And what would be the characteristics needed to be a strategic leader?
Absolutely. I believe that there are five of them. And again, the influence piece. This is the essence of how strategic leaders get work done. They do this through dialogue. They affect how work gets done in a very rapid manner. Without influence, it makes the organization slow to growth, slow to change, slow to execution. So one must really have and understand the influence. The second one is they need to be a catalyst. A strategic leader is able to provoke this action and get the work done. Then I do believe that they absolutely have to drive for results. Across the board, driving for results. And they must do this without compromising their mission, vision, and of course their core business. And Eric, when you think about this, they can't compromise their people. They need to understand who the people are that are working for them. The next one is I do believe that they need to be a straightforward leader. They need to be genuine about their passion for the organization and their employees. And they need to be honest and have conversations with people throughout the organization so that they can drive this strategy. And the last one that I feel is key is they need to be optimistic. And when I talk about optimistic, I'm not talking about this, you know, glass half full or half empty. I'm talking about that they have this inclination to anticipate the best possible outcomes. So when they're out there influencing and being this catalyst, they need to understand that their mindset needs to be that they have this realistic expectation, but they know and they have this positive attitude that people are great, the organization is great, and that they can drive the strategy that they've aligned.
Now, looking at the other side of the spectrum, what would be the biggest challenges or risk business owners, leaders, CEOs face if they are not being as strategic as they should be?
I think the biggest piece here is the ability to anticipate the future. Our environment is changing so rapidly that it's really having the ability to gather this information and anticipate what's going to happen in the future so that they can continuously align the organization. The other piece is they need to have this constant communication so others can understand the true work that needs to be done. Sometimes we just have, you know, we talk and we communicate, but it's really this communication for understanding. Then I mentioned influencing, and you're going to find that I am a big proponent of learning how to influence others at all levels of the organization, because this is how you get people to buy into the strategy, and the more aligned the whole organization is, the better you can execute. And I think executing is one of the toughest things for a strategic leader. It's constantly out there having conversations and talking about the strategy and really making your vision come to fruition.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Teresa Ashby, President and CEO of Dynam Consulting, an executive advisory firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dr. Ashby, is there a playbook or are there steps people can take in order to become a more strategic leader?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the playbook is actually what the strategic leader creates. If you think about a football team, you see them on the sidelines and they have that book and they're constantly looking through their plans that they have created and they're making adjustments as they move along through the game. And that playbook is, of course, their strategic plan. And one, there's many different concepts of what a strategic plan should look like. Some people should say it should be just a page. Some people say it should be 3 years or 5 years. And it depends on the organization. How dynamic is the organization? What is the industry of the organization? But when it's all said and done, it's about the leader coming together with the people in the organization and creating a play-by-play book. And that has components in it. That has your big vision and mission, but then it also has the tactical execution. It has your communication plan. It has your marketing plan. So there's different components. I think some of the problem has been with these strategic playbooks is that people will go and spend days in a room isolated. The executives will come together and they talk and they discuss. And then you create this great document and the document is put up on the shelf. And then the next year they bring that document down and dust it off. And at Dynam, we absolutely believe that that playbook, it should be used. It should be in your briefcase at all times. Your conversations you're having with your staff, you should be referring to that strategic plan. The playbook, you know, it's really a resource for people to go back to when they're trying to make a decision. Let's say they're trying to add a product. They need to go back to that book, back to the resource, and say, does this drive our strategy? Are we being successful with our strategy? And it's the role of the strategic leader to constantly engage people and ensure the playbook, the right play, is being executed. I do think, you know, some of this too is we believe that there is this opportunity to facilitate these strategic sessions, and I believe that is key. And I believe that some of that comes down to who's in the room. And if it's done in an isolated room, then it is not as robust. That playbook will not be as robust. So bringing in others, talking with others, and seeing what we need to do to execute on the vision.
Makes a lot of sense. And lastly, once someone takes the necessary steps to become a more strategic leader, how will their business thrive or succeed or see an improvement?
Eric, I don't know if you've ever heard somebody say, I just can't get my employees to do their work. And you know what? A great strategic leader has a great vision. They have a great playbook. And then they get people to do the right work. They're driving for the right work, not just work for the sake of work. And this is very important because you will see great failure happen on the execution part of your strategy. Then they will focus and they will accomplish their goals more quickly. If you know where you're going, it's like putting a puzzle together. If you have the picture of the puzzle, you're very clear what the outcome is going to be when the puzzle is completed. A strategic leader can frame that work. They put the frame around that puzzle. And so people always know where to focus, where to put their resources, and their goals will be accomplished much more quickly. They will also be able to drive for growth because when they're using their resources and their time more wisely, they can drive for growth. And all organizations want to be have a great return on investment. They want to be able to grow. And they also they want their folks inside of their organization to feel successful and accomplished. And so I do believe the more people are able to understand and drive to become an extraordinary strategic leader, they will be able to drive their organization to great successes.
Certainly motivation to get our game on as a strategic leader, and we thank you for your time today, Dr. Ashby, covering this topic. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Dynam Consulting.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, I think if you really are ready to be step up your game, you're already a great strategic leader, but you want to enhance your strategic leadership skills and you want to gain some of those unique abilities and to examine the opportunities, please contact us at Dynam Consulting. That's www.dynamconsulting.com, or please give us a call at 949-533-8832. I would love to have an opportunity to talk with you.
Once again, Dr. Ashby, thanks for your time and continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with you right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Teresa Ashby, President and CEO of Dynam Consulting, an executive advisory firm. And for more information and for contact, simply visit DynamConsulting.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.